He made a comment in the middle of that. I thought it was interesting. He said, we need to not be angry Republicans. Tell me about that. Are you hearing a lot of things around the district when you do these town halls? You mentioned you've done a lot of them. Is a man who...
Are you okay with intervening right now?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. I'm fine. I would just prefer you run it through me next time.
Okay.
I would just prefer that.
Okay. Well,
no, I'm good.
He's still a boss, I think.
Quorum report. So.
He's still a boss,
well,
I think.
That's why I asked. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, and you're with
the
Texas Observer.
Okay.
Okay. Are you new on the job or?
Yeah, she just started.
Okay,
yeah,
everyone
yeah.
in Texas politics is going to hear what you just said. Anyway, so.
Well, that's perfectly fine.
I'm giving you a hard time.
No,
so,
it's perfectly fine.
So, question is, like tonight, you hear from a guy who says, you know, let's not impeach Obama, but let's let that guy go until he has a noose around his neck so tight. Now, I know people get wound up, but you hear a lot of things that are angry, right?
One of the things that struck me most was actually during the last August town hall, the advocates on both sides of the immigration debate really were turning up the fire. And what happened is we came out of August last year further apart than we began with. And if you're screaming at somebody, you're not going to find the places that you can come together, whether... You know, whether it's a Republican arguing with a Republican that something is not conservative enough or, you know, not perfect, or a Republican arguing with a Democrat over policy. Once you raise your voice, it's time to go home for the evening and start again tomorrow.
Right. Give me your take on what the pastor had to say. I mean, he's talking about moving forward. He was saying that what y'all did Friday, you should be commended for, because the House is doing some things. The Senate has been a problem.
Yeah,
but moving forward, as you mentioned, you know, ghastly, but we'll get to the remodel later. Tell me what you think about what needs to happen next.
Well, I think what you're hearing from... What you heard in a lot of the argument on the House floor was, well, don't do this, do comprehensive immigration reform. Well, it's pretty obvious that's not going to happen in the House. So the Senate laid that on the table. We laid what we passed Friday on the table. It's time for the Senate to take up our bill, amend it, or lay something else on the table and let us come together and talk about it. The effect of Harry Reid not taking up any of these bills is we never get the chance to open up negotiations. The Senate won't put out their starting bid, or if they do put out a starting bid and we put our starting bid, they don't come back and negotiate. I mean, it's like politics, this Roger Williams gave me this, politics is a lot like negotiating for a car. Each side puts an offer in and then they keep going until they find something they agree on.
Yeah, something wrong with our culture maybe. Now you have car dealerships where you don't do that. You go to Auto Nation or one of these others where the price is the price and that's it. People don't know how to barter, do they?
People don't know how to negotiate. That's true. I hope that isn't true with the folks we elect to Congress.
Congressman, you talked a little bit about the importance of securing a border. Is there a risk in that, emphasizing that before anything else happens, you create a condition where that you never get to that second step?
I think it's exactly the opposite. You know, what I pointed out in the town hall was Americans feel betrayed because Reagan promised they would secure the border back when he did the first amnesty. And he didn't, and we're back in the exact same boat we were in when Reagan did his, when the Reagan policy took effect. So, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing again and again and accepting a different result. Let's get back in integrity with the American people, secure the border, and I guarantee you that the tempers will come down because we've proved we can do something and we made a step in the right direction. This whole comprehensive immigration all or nothing thing just drives me crazy. I understand why they're doing it, but it's not productive.
You mentioned there are good arguments for a guest worker program, though. You agree with that?
Sure. I've voted for in the House Judiciary Committee guest worker programs, e-verify. You need to do something with STEM visas. I mean, there are lots of things that I think both sides will agree on. But what happens with the pro-amnesty crowd is they realize that if we peel off the ag people, we peel off the H-1B people, we peel off the high-tech folks, there's not the coalition to force for doing something with the 11 million people not lawfully present in the United States. And I guarantee you the biggest step we could make toward addressing that issue is securing the border so that people believe that we're not going to make the same mistake, you know, over and over again.
Was there any talk about inserting the McCall
yes.
border bill?
Yes. And and some of the security stuff came out of it.
Some of that language was lifted.
Congressman, what does securing the border look like? Is there a metric that you look at that you'd like to see?
The trick is coming up with a specific measurable result in law. I'm talking in broad general terms about the American people believing the border is secure. And I don't know what it's going to take to convince the American people the border is secure, but I certainly know it's a child and her grandmother being able to get across is not it.